3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 7:14 p.m.
7:14 p.m. And that does, of course, mean that it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, because in all reality, it's actually 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, the Dubious Goals Committee. And what are we going to do today? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it, and even though this might not be the best decision, I think I want to go outside today. I want to go outside, see if I can find something cool. Maybe some dudes, maybe some mushrooms, maybe something. It is a little bit warm outside, so I don't know how long I'm going to last outdoors, but I guess we're going to find out. Okay, well, I guess I don't need to sit here and talk about it anymore. Let's get out of here.
Boom, and just like that, here we are, through the magic of radio, at Herrenhaven. I was just talking to Verla. She was working in the butterfly garden, and she's taken off now. But she's like, oh, did you see the new gates? And I was like, yes, they're beautiful. We all love the new gates on the butterfly garden. So we'd like to thank whoever did that. I saw the guy. I didn't talk to him. But anyway, here we are. It's a little bit breezy today, but not, you know, too horribly bad. It's sunny. It might be getting close to 80 degrees by the time we, leave. It's warm now. It's 76, 78, somewhere around there. These measurements are obviously in Fahrenheit. And I'm walking around. I'm walking around in the loop path that's behind the butterfly garden. Because I'm thinking, I wonder if I can find any little turtles back here. Or any big turtles for that matter. And I'm looking, and I'm seeing all kinds of plants that have been pushed down. There's trails in the ground cover. And who's making these trails? Well, I think it's turtles. And so I'm kind of just looking around here, seeing if we can find some kind of dudes. And I was telling this to Verla. I told her, you know, the other day we found some turtles right up there up against the fence trying to get into the butterfly garden. So be on the lookout for turtle eggs. Yeah, I don't see any turtles around here, though. So, there could be some out here, just not where I can see them. All turtles, hands up. Let me see where you are. That doesn't work because they don't speak English. Still, you gotta try it, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I wonder if we can find some other kinds of dudes today. It's great because I'm the only person here. I thought there would be people out here because there's such a nice day, but hooray, there isn't. Alright, so I'm walking kind of back over to where the trail starts, and as I look at the shed, I'm realizing, yeah, that there's some more fresh dirt just kicked out right over here. Yeah. Most assuredly. Is there a mati under here? I'm looking all around the shed for a marmot. I don't smell anything. I don't see any bugs flying around, but there's loose dirt. Maybe somebody decided to come in here and check some stuff out. But is not in there now. I don't know. All right, so let's see what's going over on over here in the dragonfly pond. Ooh. Well, here's something interesting, which makes me want to go check over here, too. I want to go back over here to this little area. What am I looking for right over here? I'm looking for a particular species of Xylaria. And these are mushrooms that almost always grow right here. But apparently they're not up yet. And the reason I'm looking is because back over here, between the kiosk and the dragonfly pond, there's a stump. And this stump is cut off at about ground level. And there's something growing on it, some kind of funky mushrooms. And it looks like, as I kneel down on the ground here, it looks like your typical sort of dead man's fingers, which is a species of Xylaria. And so, fumble fingers, I'm trying to get my camera ready. We're going to take a couple of photos of this peculiar Xylaria. This is just starting up. Too close. It's not working. Okay, there's one picture. And the funny thing is, it's all dark gray and it looks like dead man's fingers, except I've never seen it in such tight clumps like this. But like I said, these are just pins. So, they're fresh. They're early. All right, that's probably enough photos. Ugh, my back. Ugh. I love being super old. Oh, I'm an old man. I'm an old man running around in the forest looking for marmots and other weird stuff because that's what I do. Hey, you marmots, get off my lawn! I wish I had marmots on my lawn. Okay, so I'm sneaking up to the bocage, wondering if there's any matis in here today. I'm gonna take a peek back here where that den is. Well, I don't see any mats in the den. I don't see any mats on the logs. Where are all our matis this year? You know, it's really weird. Does it seem like we're seeing fewer marmots this year? And shouldn't we be finding babies right about now? You know what we should do is instead of going into the forest, we should go over to the bridge that goes over the creek and see if there's any mats in those dens that are under the bridge. Well, maybe we can do that a little bit later. I'm going to walk into the forest to see what I can find. All right. Oh, this is interesting. Behind this log, there's this log. I'm not even 10 steps into the forest. And there's this log, and it's sort of a half log. It's a very old log. It's split down the middle, and growing just on the inside is some beautiful Xylaria. And this is going to be hard to photograph because the sun is weird. My camera wants to flash. Oh, that might be some good pictures. Boom, boom, boom. One more. And that time I got the flash. I have the flash set on automatic, and sometimes it's going, sometimes it's not. Like that time it didn't. Maybe we should try to get one more. Apparently, it is Xylaria Day here on Dubious Goals Committee. Awesome. Anyway, please, forgive all my coughing and gagging. My sinuses are weird because... what did I drink for breakfast? Lemonade. Except not normal lemonade. Here's a story I'll tell you while we're walking into the forest. I made a weird new drink. Although it's not really all that weird because technically speaking it is lemonade or limeade. But it has some backstory. Back when I was a very small child, and I'm talking less than 7 years old here, I was out in Colorado with my family, visiting my dad's parents. And one day at lunch, or dinner, as they like to call it, I remember, you know, we had glasses of water in front of us, and suddenly my grandfather started stirring some sugar into his water. And, you know, I'm a big fan of sugar. So I was really curious. And then he took some lemon juice. My grandmother had put a bottle of lemon juice on the table. And he splashed some lemon juice into the water. I said, "Grandpa, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm making lemonade." Well, duh, right? But this sort of shocked me. I was instantly imprinted. Had my mind blown. Because I'd never seen lemonade made in this fashion before. And this has stayed with me all these decades. And so, I was at the store a couple days ago, and lemon juice and lime juice was on sale, so I bought a small bottle of each. And last night, I made, you know, instant lemonade using this lemon juice and lime juice. Except I didn't make it very strong. I didn't make it nearly as strong as real lemonade. I just put in maybe a tablespoon of each juice into half a gallon of water with a cup of sugar. And so now I have this really sort of light lemonade, limeade, whatever you want to call it, lemon lime drink. It's really good. It tastes a little odd. It tastes different than like freshly squeezed stuff, but that's nothing. Still tastes good. Still does weird things to my sinuses first thing in the morning, so I'm coughing and gagging. And here I am walking through the cut, and I'm looking out over the Mulhalls property, and I see absolutely nothing. However, while I'm back here, I want to check something. You know, there was some weird cars in the parking lot a couple days ago, and I was, who are these people, and why are they being so weird? And then later I realized, oh, you know what? These might be the bee people. And so we're going to go over here and check the beehives. There's some grackles in the grass up here. Hi, gracklers! And I wonder if the beehives are all busy being bee stuff. Bees being, yep. Wow, look at that. There's bees. We got bees. Let's go up there and talk to them. Walking up to the beehives. Oh yeah, both beehives are full of activity. Bees are flying in and out of each hive. And there's some other bee boxes around and some other bee equipment. There's a honey frame down over here. I'm going to stick the microphone up to the beehive and see if we can hear some bees buzzing. I don't know. They're not very loud. They're just little honey bees, not like the big bumblebees we see in other places around here. So I don't know if they made much sound. But they're doing their bee thing, so I think we'll just leave those guys alone. And we'll go back into the forest and see what's going on out here now. Ugh, my back's a little weird. When did my back get weird? I don't know. Just keep walking. keep getting some exercise. Keep stretching it out. All right, so back through the cut we go. Back onto the path. Now let's head out onto the boardwalk. Oh, I just got web face. Got a web right across my nose. I'm trying to hold the microphone and stuff up high enough so that it'll block the webs from getting to my face. But apparently, this strategy is failing. In the sub pond, I see frogs. Lots of frogs. Anything else going on out here? Web. Oh, there's a frog right there. Gonna walk right out to the shoreline here. Looking for our other dudes? No. There's a frog right here. I could probably reach down and grab this big fat guy. Alright. But we're not going to. We're gonna go out to the boardwalk looking for some kind of dudes. I'd love to see a scratty. Haven't seen a scrat in quite a few days. It's very sunny. So maybe we'll have snappers in the shallows. Maybe we'll have western painted turtles on the logs. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm heading out. And I'm now over the water. I can hear frogs jumping, going crazy. And there's a frog. Did you hear him? He said, "Gulp." What do we got going on out here? Oh, I see two geese swimming. Oh, there's something out there by the row marker. It looks like a blue heron, probably big bluey. I see one western painted turtle on a log. Oh, there's two more over there on that log. So yeah, we got a few turtles out. Oh, and I can see a turtle crawling out onto the log right now. Oh, get up there, buddy. Yeah, you can do it. Oh yeah, he made it. Whew. That was a tough climb for a little turtle to get up on that big log. Woohoo. Yeah, there's a... I'm pretty sure that's Big Bluey out there. I wonder if I go all the way out there, is he going to freak out and fly away? I'm walking out the boardwalk. I'm looking into the shallow side of things. Looking for snappers. I don't see any, but there's lots of seaweed, for lack of a better term. There's lots of aquatic plants growing. Now, what's this over here? Is that a lump? Or is that the back of a shell? Oh, that's just a lump of moss or something. Yes, that is in fact Big Bluey. He just turned. I can see his head and everything. He's looking at me, wondering if I'm a threat. He's back by the row marker that's in the middle of the pond. You have seen pictures of this. When the pond freezes over, I like to walk over there and take pictures. But there's not much else going on. There's a lot of fish swimming around and all this sargasso, this seaweed. Oh, stay there, Big Bluey. I'm no threat. He's watching me carefully. He's out there. He's 50 meters out. I shouldn't be freaking him out. And I am all the way to the end of the boardwalk. Here's another couple of geese. Sitting out here. It is hot. The sun is beating down on me a bit. Frogs are hopping around. I can see something clear across the pond. Is that a big turtle out on the bank? I don't know. Honkity honk. Some goosers are honking. I got spider webs all over me. I can see little fishies in the water. I'm gonna head back. Yep, that's Big Bluey out there for sure. I can tell because he has a white cap. Oh, look at all these fishies. A lot of fish swimming around in here today. Little dudes, little bluegills. Although that one's kind of big. He's 15 centimeters long. When do we start seeing polywogs? We got a little time before we start seeing that. There's a bunch of little fishies. Oh, all these yummy fish for blue herons to chomp on. Delicious.
delicious and nutritious. Whew. Yeah, it's a little hot. I feel like I'm being poked with needles all over my body. It's vaguely unpleasant. I don't see any other dudes, though. No snappers. All right, let's get back into the shade. Ooh. Here's some funky little footprints on the boardwalk. Now, you know what those are? Those are mink footprints. They're very cool.
Okay. Back on the path. Back into the shade. And the lovely breeze. Starting to feel better already. It no longer feels like I'm being stabbed by hundreds of needles. Speaking of being stabbed with hundreds of little needles, I went to the doctor yesterday. I did not have fun. And guess what they told me? And now, we've got to remember, these are not the good doctors. These are the quack doctors. And the quack doctors told me that my cholesterol was a little high. That's all they told me. They didn't give me a number. They did not quantify this information in any way. They did not, you know, give it to me in any relative terms compared to anything else and blah, blah, blah. It was on no scale. They just said, oh, your cholesterol is a little bit high, so you need to get some more exercise. Well, how can I get more exercise? I'm already exercising to the point of endangering my life. These people. I mean, look in the file. You're holding the file. Read the file. No. And then they said, you gotta not eat something else. And they said, you know, don't need to eat less blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I could barely hear them because what they were saying seemed so stupid. What did they say about, was it saturated fats? Was it polyunsaturated fats? I don't know. It doesn't matter because I barely eat any fats at all. I'm standing in the wall blind looking out over the back of the billabong. And there's nothing going on, so we keep going. And the amount of fat that I do eat is calculated. I have to eat that much fat. Otherwise, my guts get clogged up. And I can't imagine what saturated fats or whatever it is that I'm not supposed to be eating is coming from. Although, recently, within the last, you know, couple of months, I have been eating a lot of peanut butter because I need the protein, and that might have cholesterol stuff in it. I don't know. Yeah, don't you love how these doctors then, you know, spend absolutely no time educating me? You know, it's just like, you have high cholesterol, so you have to avoid this. Okay, do you want to tell me how to do that? No, that was all it was. Besides, what is... Your cholesterol is a little high, is what they said. I don't know how high it is. I don't know if I'm in danger or not. Bugs, bugs, bugs. Walking through bugs. So, needless to say, it's going to be fairly unlikely I spend any more time with these so-called doctors. And I shouldn't even be calling them doctors because I have found out that they are not, in fact, doctors anyway. They're interns or residents or something quite less than a doctor. Yeah, and these are doctors who don't even know me. Oh, I hear something. What am I hearing? I'm about to step onto and I now have the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I heard a bizarre sound out there. Kind of like, oh, I don't know, wings flapping or something, but it was very slappy sounding, and there was water movement, and now there's no water movement. It must have been frogs doing something weird. I'm going to walk right down here to the pond edge, and yeah, oh, frogs are going crazy. Do-do-do-do. There's nothing else going on out here. Just a lot of hoppy, hoppy frogs. All right, well, let's go over to the big blind. I hear some goose action out there. I'm also looking for more mushrooms. I'm not finding any. So apparently today was Xylaria Day. Let's go out here and see what these guys are honking about. And I want to go up in the loop, but I know better. All right, into the blind. Oh yeah, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs of geese. Some of them are in attack mode with their heads down and they're angry and they're honking. And there's 3 or 4 pairs of geese out on Goose Island, so that's good. So the geese are back. I'm looking for turtles on logs. I don't see any. Oh my god, I lied. Look at this. How am I going to get a picture of this? There is a snapper, and it's one of the big ones. He's at the, you know, there's this tree that has fallen down in front of the blind. Well, there's a snapper out at the end of it, and it's really bizarre because he's really big. Really big, and I don't know how he's managing to sit on these tiny, thin logs. Oh, he might have. Did he see me or hear me, or is he reacting to the geese? He just slid off backwards. And that's one of our big boys. It's not Red October. It's not Gilly. It must be. Well, it doesn't not necessarily have to be. It could be Akula, and now I don't know where he went. Looks like he has submerged. Don't really know if I got a decent photograph or not. Wow, he was a big one. So that's cool. So we saw some Xylaria today and a big snapper, and we saw some western painted turtles, and we saw 2 different kinds of Xylaria. That's so nice. But now, what does that sound? Now the sun is shining on me, and I'm done. There's a big bee. Hi, Mr. Bumbler. All right. Well, I think it's time for me to go home, cool off, and maybe drink some more of my lemon-lime drink. Oh, it's nice and cool back here in the shade with the breeze blowing through the trees. Man, in the direct sun, it is unpleasant. So, where are we? Are we at that point where I say something like, you, my loyal listeners, have been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day. You never know when we're going to find the marmots. You never know when we're going to find the exciting mushrooms. You never know when we're going to find the dudes. But it's not now, because I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
また。Welcome to my 世の中。